Thank you, everybody. This all started out in July when I showed Tom a picture of this car on my phone, and I feel like I'm at the end of the race, and you know how a NASCAR driver's always got to put his hat on. And then, you know, I've already drank the beer, so I can't make it fizz and get everything, but, you know, I'm going to put a pinch in for the Nebraska Soybean Board, because that's who I've been affiliated with for the last 14 years. And also on our farm with my boys, we bleed John Deere. And we've run biodiesel since it's been available to us in about 2006. But today, at the end of the race, I have my biodiesel shirt on. And everybody that works for MBB has helped everybody in this room to get to this point, but there's still a lot of races left to do from here on out. It's that we can't let our guard down. I farm with my boys in central Nebraska, about 2.5 hours west of Omaha. We're fully irrigated. We run a lot of John Deere equipment, and with all the equipment, the excavators, skid steers, our harvest equipment for seed corn is deer powered. So like I say, we bleed deer, but with a combined horsepower of almost 5,500 horse is what we run. We have not had any problems with running biodiesel. This fall, my two boys and myself, and with two hired men, harvested 11,000 acres in 56 days. And the only time we shut down is when we was tired. So we didn't have any fuel problems or anything. So with that, on the car, it's a 1980 Oldsmobile. I'm the second owner on it. It's got 8,500 miles. It's got a 5.7 GM diesel engine in it, which really struck my fancy because I'm kind of a diesel junkie. Everything, like I say, has got diesels. We run four Duramaxes on our farm fleet, too. So it's got 8,500 miles on it. And Tom said bring it down. And here it is. And if anybody's got any questions or anything, I'll be here for a while. And what Scott was talking about earlier about fuel quality, that has been one thing that we do on our farm is take care of the fuel, because every night you go home, you take a shower. Every now and then you wash your car, you clean your house, but to take care of the fuel, once it gets there, you've got to take care of your fuel tanks. And a lot of times those are the most neglected parts of a farm equipment on a farm. So that's why we haven't had any problems. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to bring my car here and show it to you, and I'll turn it over.